Are you waiting to receive my limp penis? Get your hands off me. Farewell.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Imogen and Liv with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Crisafulli government has committed to a long-term improvement plan for the Bruce Highway through a re-establishment of the Bruce Highway Advisory Council by the end of 2024. The main concerns of this council will be road safety, flood resilience, capacity, and improving the road situation for regional Queenslanders. These improvements will all be facilitated in the remainder of this year through encouraged community feedback. For regional Queenslanders who regularly use the Bruce Highway, you can now submit expressions of interest to identify priority locations that require investment for road safety improvements. These expressions of interest will need to be submitted to the Department of Transport and Main Roads by the 29th of November, 5 p.m.
A three-month ban on turf movement across states has been put in place as fire ants were found in northern New South Wales. The ants were found in Eureka, only 53 kilometres from Queensland's border, despite the turf being treated and cleared for delivery. President of Turf Queensland, Hugo Struss, believes that the turf industry is being used as a scapegoat for an inadequate eradication program. He stated that there is reportedly many nests in an infestation zone and not on the boundaries that are currently being treated. The National Fire Ant Eradication Program aims to contain and eventually eradicate the current infestation in southeast Queensland.
In national news, world's first bioreactor technology to produce biological supplements in zero-gravity situations has been adapted by a startup company in Adelaide. Omnigen IQ is developing technology to produce different proteins, including insulin, which improves bone density and cell function, minimizing problems of future long-term space missions. These proteins will be able to be produced en route in space rather than transported or resupplied from Earth. The applications for the technology are multi-purpose on both Earth and space, allowing for on-site creation of surgical consumables which could aid disaster relief on Earth.
An increase in cases of Indigenous children being removed from their parents has led to advocates calling for greater funding to Aboriginal-run organisations. A report from the Family Matters has shown that there is currently a record 22,908 First Nations children in the child protection system. Co-author of the report, Catherine Little, stated that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are 10.8 times more likely to be removed from their families than any other children. An investigation into where government funding is being directed found that non-Indigenous, non-government organisations have an oversized role in the child protection system, with more money going towards the removal of children than prevention and support. Aboriginal-run family services consistently outperform health and other non-government organisations, yet only 6% of child protection prevention money goes towards such organisations.
In international news, Naim Qassem, Hezbollah's Lebanon chief, has asserted that they will continue their fighting and revenge against Israel as the two sides remain entrenched on critical issues of a proposed ceasefire in Lebanon. In the past couple of days, American negotiators have proposed a truce between Hezbollah and Israel that would aim to see Hezbollah forces retreat 30 kilometers away from the Lebanon border with Israel. This truce was rejected by Qassem on Wednesday on the basis of the inviolability of Lebanon's borders.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
The fact is, prescription glasses are